thank you for calling Rain of Fire. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hi, Jessica. My name is Paul. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm trying to reach back with Dana.
Yes, one moment while I transfer you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. Dana, good morning to you. This is Paul calling back here from Local Splash.
Happy Wednesday.
There. Hi.
How are you?
I'm quite well. Thank you. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. Were you ever able to speak again with Jeff?
Yep.
Or do you know if he had a chance
yep,
to take a look
yep,
at the email?
And yep. And you called at the perfect time because I was actually just looking for your number.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's
I know you said
here,
like
we kind
shortly
of
after 9 is a good time yep. once you get the crew going. So
nope, yep. And he was on a bid this morning, and he's already back, so that's perfect.
Okay.
Let me. What I'm going to do, I'm going to transfer you over to him,
sure.
so we can put it on, you know, speaker and send you. Okay. Wait, I did print. Hold on, let me get the stuff that you, I believe you sent me. Hold on. Before I send it. Hang on. Hang on 1 second for me, Paul. My computer is frozen. Awesome. All right. Paul, just so I could have it. What's your email again that you sent me that info from?
Yeah, it's pgordon@localsplash.com. Would it help
I don't think
for me to resend it?
Through there. Yeah, because I don't even
okay.
see it there, and I made folders, but it's not
there. Let
me just
resend it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Ah, wait, Local Splash. Oh, it's because I forwarded it to him. Ha, that's why. I have it. I have it. Don't worry.
Oh, I just forwarded it back
out.
You
sent it again? Good.
Too.
It's okay. Perfect. I got it to my phone. Now I got it here. And that's good because I'm going to forward it over to him so he can open it up.
Perfect.
And yes, he was able to actually cancel with the other company. So that's kind of what I was waiting for.
Right.
And so I'm super happy you called. Hold on 1 second. I am going to transfer you over to him.
Okay, great.
Hold on.
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How's your Wednesday going so far?
Oh, it's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. So, of course, I did send that email out to Dan. I think she forwarded it to you. She did mention that you had a chance to take a look at that. Did you have any questions for me?
Well, the biggest issue I feel like we've been having, like with the other company, is I don't know what is going on. I think somehow we're like miscategorized or something because like we have over 320 5-star ratings. We got a ton of good reviews. Our pictures look good. I've been doing all this stuff they were asking me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not, for some reason, we've tried changing location and this and that, and we kept tweaking things all over the place, but for some reason people are just not finding me. So
I noticed that. I mean, I really like your website. I mean, I look at websites all day, and I really like your website. But then I think Dana was saying that you guys don't even show up for fire pit or something like that, like a very basic.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the thing, like fire pit. Yeah, fire pit near me or something or whatever, or near you. It's like we should be showing up, and I got all kinds of competitors and stuff with to do less fire pits and less reviews and all that. And it's like, why are they showing up and we're not? I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Well, I actually did a search to see what content is online, and I did type in your business name, your phone number, your location. Not that we would want your potential customers to have to do that, but I wanted to see everything that was online for your business. And, I mean, you should have page after page after page of directory submissions that, like a website, talk about your services and your service area and, of course, you know, list things like fire pits and things like that. But there's just a handful of directories that you have. The companies that pop up ahead of their competitors are not the ones that have been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or necessarily even do the best job in town, but they are the ones that have the right content. And whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook, something known to the public, or any of the dozens and dozens of directories that Google also indexes when someone does a keyword search, you know, that content would have you popping up, but I don't see it, you know. So it's usually the ones that no one's ever heard of, like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Obviously, we don't create that content or those directories for your customers to see. We create it for Google to see. And again, I don't see that content. So that's one of the things that we would do, the local search engine optimization, optimize your business, optimize your website to have that content. And that's actually why it's called a search engine. It's not because we go on and do searches. Those are technically called queries. But when we do that, the search engines search the internet. Google and Bing in an instant can index what's on there relating to that particular search in that area. So we would make sure you've got all of that content. We are Google partners. We've been around since 2004. You might have noticed that on the email that I sent out to you. So we do get our training and our updates directly from Google, meaning that when they do make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. If they want us to create additional directories, if they want us to take down directories, they always let us know. Now, I did also think that the Platinum package would be ideal for you with that 50 or 60 mile service area, targeting both residential and commercial clients. That does have Facebook ads. I mean, we could do Google ads. That's a little bit more expensive, and I'm not sure that it's something that you would necessarily need, but the Facebook ads are really affordable, whereas Google ads might be $5 or $10 per click. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. Now, I did reduce the cost of that Platinum package by actually about 50%. While I did reduce the cost, I did not reduce the original $100 that Facebook ads that comes with that package. So when Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, $100 equates to about 400 clicks every month. So at $249, you're still getting the $100 of Facebook ads included. Obviously, we would be promoting that great website that you already have, that wonderful conversion tool that would give people who see it the reasons to call you. We just have to make it easier for them to see it. Now, those Facebook ads work in two different ways. Obviously, if someone goes on Google or Bing and does a search for something like Fire Pit, not only would you show up on that search on Google and Bing, but when someone goes on their Facebook page later that day, later that week, even later that month, your website will pop up as a retargeting ad, reminding that person, if they haven't called someone, they still need to call someone. They might even remember seeing your business listed there. And it would also be something as part of someone's live stream. Even if they did not previously do a search on Google and Bing for your services. Let's say they've got it in the back of their head that, you know, it's something they're interested in, and maybe they just happen to want to click on your website. And again, that website's fantastic. It would give people the reasons to call you. It would cost nothing if they don't click on it. It cost us like 20 or 22 cents per click when they do click on it. But like I said, there's still that $100 or about 400 clicks of Facebook ads included in that $249. So it is a comprehensive package. I made it absolutely as affordable as I possibly can without taking, you know, bits and pieces away from it. I want you to have the strength of program that would actually get your phone ringing. But you are saving over 50% off the normal cost of that package. Now, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It just makes it more affordable for you. We've been doing this, like I said, for almost 20 years. Actually, December 17th will be our 20th anniversary. And our success comes from keeping our clients successful, making sure that your phone is ringing, that you're getting those jobs, keeping our clients on board for the long term. Of course, it is month to month, but as long as you're happy using the service, it works out well for us. It will take us a couple of months, though, just to break even, maybe a little less. I mean, we're not building a website for you, but at least 2 months here, 3 months before it even starts to make sense financially for us. I mean, it's listed on our website at $5.99 for a good reason. You know, we do still have to create that content and, of course, pay for the Facebook ads. But, you know, as long as we can get you on board with us and give it the opportunity to work for you, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years, and I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. Of course, as a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So I do know that our service works, and once we get things going for you, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I wouldn't even offer it to you below what it cost us to create for you if I didn't already know that you'd be successful and would most likely want to keep the service.
Sure. So have you seen somebody in this position before where that for some reason they just not want to pull up, or like what issues those are you found with that? Because the other company seems completely dumbfounded why they can't get it to work better. So,
well,
I would
definitely 100% say the hardest part about my job in recent years, and completely different than it was, you know, 8, 9, 11 years ago, it's all of these companies coming out of the woodwork. You know, they claim to be, some of them even just claim to be Google. They say that they're, you know, they're affiliated with Google.
I get calls like that every day about,
you're not showing up on Google listings
exactly. Or whatever.
I talk to people all the time who get inundated with these phone calls, or they've tried it before. And some of these companies are like, you know, a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas, or maybe they're a startup company that's been around for, a year or two. But it's more challenging than ever before. And this is the other thing that's changed, although we've been able to keep pace with it, especially, you know, when we became a Google partner about 9 years ago. You know, being on that first page is a lot more challenging than it used to be. We used to be on the phone with a client and say, oh, let me do this, let me do that. We would make a couple of changes, hit refresh, and then before that phone call ended, we would see that person jump up a couple of spots. It used to be that easy. It's not like that anymore. I mean, obviously, Google now looks at almost 200 different ranking factors, and many of them are beyond our control. Admittedly, we can't change how far the person is away from your business when they're doing that search. And, you know, there are other things too, but we do affect what can be changed. And when I talk to a business owner that says, I'm listed on Google, I've got a great looking website, why am I not on the first page? Why am I not getting phone calls? And again, it does come back to not having the right content that Google does want to see. And that list has changed quite significantly over the many years, but it only does change a little bit at a time, most of the time. Sometimes Google makes pretty big changes. Usually they'll come to our offices and update us as to what those changes are when they are pretty significant. Otherwise, it's just, you know, through phone conversation and things like that. But, you know, we will always make sure you've got the right content online to keep you ahead of your competitors.
Well, I think, you know, as long as, you know, the month-to-month really appeals to me. So, I mean, I'm open to that. And, you know, I've been paying this other company for a couple of years already with no progress. So,
I mean, even like you said,
stick with it. So,
I mean, you said they're dumbfounded. And I mean, obviously if it's a couple of years in, anything they would have done or could have done, they would have already done. So yeah, I mean, it's month to month for a good reason. I mean, you can prepay for an entire year, which would be $2,500, but I reduced the cost of your package month to month down to $249, which if you multiply it by 10, you know, it's basically $2,500. So you'd only actually get 2 months for you know, the same cost by prepaying. I would much rather take this month to month with you at that reduced rate. It's basically the same thing anyway. You save like $1 a day or something like that. But when we get your phone ringing, and I, you know, obviously the phone number that's on the website, that's the one that you want your customers to call. That's the one that we're going to promote. Mm-hmm. And then the number that we're speaking on now, is this going to be the best number for us to reach you or to reach Dana?
Well, I have a cell phone I could give you. I mean, I will, depending on what's involved here, I may have Dana or my wife, Allison, kind of, if it's like a reoccurring thing we need to be doing on our end or whatever, then.
Right. So
I'll probably
actually
try to delegate some of that, but. Okay.
Yeah. So let me just kind of give you an idea of what would happen next. We would schedule what's called a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. And it could be with you or it could be with Dana. You wouldn't even have to be in front of a computer. Just basic knowledge questions about your website and your company. We would, you know, verify information off of the website, information that I have. We'll want to make sure that we know, you know, the basics, like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, and your business is quite unique. The work that you do is pretty fantastic. So it really just amounts to that initial half-hour phone call. After that, you'll have 24/7 access. You or Dana or anyone else would have 24/7 access to your tracking system. We actually call it your client dashboard because there is a lot more than simply tracking the success of your account that you can do with that client dashboard. But there's not really like an ongoing process. We don't need to, you know, keep you having to submit anything or send us anything like that. But we can certainly take down the cell phone. The number that I've reached, though, it usually is Jessica who answers, and then she transfers me over to Dana. And for the client interview or for, like, the primary point of contact, if we have any questions or if we have any updates, would you prefer that to be with Dana, or would you want us to reach out to you? I know that you're out in the field quite a bit.
No, probably to me.
Okay. And what is your cell phone then? Your cell number?
Yep. 720-726-0703.
Okay. And then, what is your last name, Jeff?
Frary. It's F-R-A-R-Y.
F-R-A-R-Y. And then Jeff, is that J-E-F-F?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And then I do have Dana's email. Would yours simply be jeff.rainoffire@gmail.com?
It's actually jeff@arainoffire.com.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to make sure of here is the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. Mm-hmm. No one really comes to you, right? There's not a showroom or a physical location.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah. And that's totally
fine. We do
fine.
Have like a shop, but it's not really for the public. It's
not for the public. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
we're hoping to change that in the future, hopefully to have an actual showroom here at some point.
And if that ever changes, just let us know. But until then, it's totally understandable. In fact, Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be, you know, run out of the truck, that type of thing. I did see an address, the 1851 Parkdale Circle. Is that
so? That's actually like our. It is. That's my house and like our billing address. Yeah.
Okay. So
not
yeah,
our shop address though.
Not the shop address at all. But folks don't come out to the shop. Is one or the other more centrally located to your service area?
No, they're both pretty close to each other in Erie, so not really, yeah.
All right, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, it's exactly 249. I even waived your setup fee. And that 249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, I will say that in the 11 years that I've been with the company, we've actually raised our rates 3 times, and it will probably happen at some point. I don't know when, if it'll be soon. But what I would tell you is that even if we do raise our prices, your rate will never go up. It would stay kind of grandfathered in at that exact rate, that 249. And it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying for a click call or job or anything like that.
Let's say this is working and we're happy and we want to try to bring more business in or spend more money.
Sure.
Is that an option to actually branch out or expand our...
You could do that a number of different ways. Now, the $100 of Facebook ads, that's the minimum required, but it does go a long way with 400 clicks. Now, we'll be looking at the reports, too, and you'll be able to see it. If, for example, 3 weeks into the month, the $100 is used up, we might say, hey, for another $25, you can make it to the end of the month and get maybe X amount more phone calls. But it is actually our job to get you more bang for your buck, to stretch those dollars with the way that we craft the ads. If you ever were really wanted to take on the world, we could talk about doing Google ads. I mean, that's actually the whole reason behind the partnership program, to get business owners a higher return on investment, specifically with Google paid ads, the pay-per-click ads.
That's something we had considered doing, because this wasn't working for me what these other guys were doing, but we thought, okay, maybe we'll just do these Google paid ads, because I don't know how the heck else I'm going to get in front of anybody at this rate.
I think we can help you. In fact, I know we can help you. But if down the road you find that you might want to do Google ads, Google started the partnership program to get businesses a higher return on investment, because Google knows that when paid ads are professionally managed, and we would be doing things like phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, so your ads don't pop up if someone's trying to, do a how-to or find employment in the industry or something like that. All of it's designed to get you a higher return on investment, a higher ad rank at a lower cost per click. Google AdWords Express, what you get when you just call Google and say, hey, I want to run paid ads, it's kind of a set it and forget it. You just tell them where you want your ads to run, what your budget is, and they do some pretty boilerplate type ads, and away you go. Not every business owner is successful enough with that service to keep it long term, which is actually why Google started the partnership program about 9 years ago. Now, in the 11 years that I've been doing this, Google raised their requirement for the minimum ad spend, and that's because the Google ads got more expensive. There used to be $100 was the minimum required monthly ad spend. It's now $300 a month, so we could talk about adding Google ads at a later date. The $300, all of it goes towards the Google paid ads, right? So that's something that we could do, but if we get your phone ringing and you're doing quite well, then you wouldn't need anything else. But I'll put it on my calendar to check back in with you, see how things are going. Of course, we are going to reach out to you periodically. We do what's called a first touch, 2-3 weeks in, just to call you and make sure that you're accessing your dashboard and that everything's working out well for you, if you have any questions and things like that. So we will proactively reach out to you from time to time. But like I said, it's not a regular thing. It's not like we're going to be requesting information from you to keep things moving along. Now, like I said, the next step would be to schedule the follow-up call with our client interview technician. I'm also required, because we are a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in this case, not only reducing the cost of the service, but also waiving the setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. And I am required to read it even before I ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Jeff, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Rain of Fire.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jeff Frary, owner.
Okay. And Jeff, as the owner of Rain of Fire, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jeff, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's actually important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people in your service area are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to, and it's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jeff, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It says to, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jeff, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Correct. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. We do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll not list the physical street address, you'll just be listed Erie.
Okay.
And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including the actual waiving of the initial setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not even by a penny, and it is all-inclusive. No taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as that social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That just is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Frary, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it Jeff or Jeffrey on that card? Any middle initial?
Let me actually put you on hold just a second. I gotta grab the card.
Sure. Sure, no problem.
Give me 1 second. Okay, still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah, it reads Jeff Ferrari and then Reign of Fire LLC.
All right, perfect. You said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards
yep.
do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4788-2196.
Okay.
9795.
Yes, sir.
6098.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
11/26.
11 of 2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
859.
859. I've got 859, 859 on the back. November or 11 of 2026 for the expiration date. Jeff, was the card itself 4788? 2196, 9795, 6098.
Yes.
Does that bill at the 1851 Parkdale Circle?
Yeah.
80516. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
That's okay.
All right. You will get that email in about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same day or the following business day if they get that email after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll receive that information in a minute, and you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Jeff, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will, in fact, be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, takes about a half an hour after that. I might still be able to get you in at 10 o'clock. There is a spot available. We could also do 11 or 12, and then this afternoon there is a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or a 4 o'clock. Would you want something as soon as possible or later?
Well, the rest of today is not good. Can we do it tomorrow?
Okay. Okay, tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow would be pretty wide open anytime between the first one at 8 o'clock and the last one at 4.
Hold on 1 second here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. So probably late morning tomorrow would be good. Around 10 or so. 10, 11, something like that.
We could do 10 or 11. And keep in mind
Let's
it would get
10.
You towards the beginning of the hour. Okay. So we'll do 10. It'll get you right at or a couple minutes after 10. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Again, it's a one-hour window, but takes about a half an hour. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my line open. I may, though, already be on a phone call, in which case they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. Whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection here, a simple question and answer, a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Reign of Fire, they would need to know the answer. Even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may sometimes occasionally ask you to confirm the answer. And especially like in a week or two, if you start getting phone calls when your online presence is more what you want it to be. If you start getting phone calls, not only from potential customers, but from anyone else, if they say that they're Google, if they say even that they're local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. If they can't give you that information right away, they would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't tell you that, then just let them go. It's definitely not us. And if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account. It clearly states it bills once a month for $249 on the 11th and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go with the city, I guess.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Arvada.
Okay. Type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out to you now?
Let me see here. I got three emails.
Yeah, and it would go to your email. Our system does send our emails in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes they get separated out. In this case, it didn't. I do wish it was just the one email that you need to see now that got sent first, but it sometimes is it, sometimes it's not. It's usually the first one, but you got all three of them. You got the welcome email, which has our client support information on there. It also has your login credentials that you can use for your tracking and reporting system. But the one that I wanted you to look at is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, hello, Jeff, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. You can scroll through it. Obviously, our main focus is going to be Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It is, though, about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, and they do most of their searching on a smartphone. So we will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's, again, everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the Facebook ads, too. Now, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across it, and below it a couple of boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. We would want you to click on that box. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box, too. There's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive, so the J and the F are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, of course, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box. That does a few things. It actually lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost. It will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. When I did that initial search, I did see a couple of older addresses and different phone numbers and things like that. So again, it is an important step in the process. It does, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and password. Just let me see that next.
Doing.
Okay, that's
right. I'm seeing that now, yeah.
So the reason you're seeing that right now, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. Neither of which is really true, but it is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. We do need to do your client interview first, but in the next couple of days or so, you'll receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active, and it will also include your username and password, which you can already find on the welcome email. If you try to log in now, it will give you an error message that we're still setting things up. The username is the phone number 303-728-4682. It cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way and meant to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so there's no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. The default password is funleads, all lowercase, no space, F-U-N-L-E-A-D-S. Once you're able to access your tracking system, you can change your password. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I do hope that I'm actually in between phone calls at 10 o'clock tomorrow when our technician is ready to call you. At 9 o'clock tomorrow, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And in just a second here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The invite is really just for your records also. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your actual username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that's the main email that you'll see on the emails we've sent out to you, please include your phone number or your username. Again, it makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. You don't really need any other email address for us, although when they do the client interview, they might tell you photos, P-H-O-T-U-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email photos directly to the photos department, but anything and everything can be sent to that main support email, and we'll just take care of the rest. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that great-looking website out there in front of more people.
You take care.
You have a wonderful rest of the day. Hopefully I am in between phone calls when we give you that follow-up call around 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Perfect.
All righty, Jeff. Mr. Prairie, you take care. You enjoy the day, sir.
All right.
Thanks again for
Thank
your
you.
Time.
You too.
Thank All you. Right. Bye now.
Bye.